From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Parts of Arizona's new immigration law will take effect at midnight without some of its key and most controversial provisions. A federal judge today suspended the requirement that police check immigration status when they stop individuals for other reasons, and the requirement that immigrants carry their papers at all times. Clarissa Martinez of the nation's largest Hispanic civil rights group, La Raza, welcomes the ruling.
We believe the judge's ruling was a very strong one that upholds that immigration laws are a federal jurisdiction.
The U.S. District Court judge is blocking parts of the law until a suit against it is resolved. But Arizona Governor Jan Brewer says the state will appeal. The fate of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is now in the hands of a federal jury, which began deliberations in his corruption trial this morning. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the jury is sorting through 2 months of testimony to decide whether to convict or acquit Blagojevich.
Blagojevich faces 24 counts of corruption charges, including fraud, extortion, attempted extortion, bribery, racketeering, and conspiracy. The most notable accusation is that he allegedly tried to sell the Senate seat vacated by President Obama for campaign cash, a lucrative job, or cabinet appointment. As he left Chicago's federal courthouse after the jury began deliberating, Blagojevich thanked his supporters and his legal team, saying his fate is now in God's hands. His attorney, Sam Adams Sr., says if the trial proved one thing about Blagojevich, it's this.
He may be a lot of things. He may be a goose, but he is an innocent goose.
As he gave the jury its lengthy and complex instructions, Judge James Zagel told the court he's not expecting a quick verdict. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Congress has approved a bill that reduces the criminal penalties for people caught with crack cocaine. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports it's the culmination of a 25-year campaign to change the law.
Lawmakers from both political parties say they overreacted when crack cocaine emerged as an urban threat in the 1980s. They passed high sentences for crack possession that far outweighed the sentences for powder cocaine. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin reached across the aisle this year to compromise with Republicans on a legislative fix.
100-to-1 disparity between powder cocaine and crack cocaine. And as a result of that disparity in sentencing, I'm afraid that great injustice was done to a number of people who were sentenced to unnecessarily high sentences.
Under the new rules, the sentencing ratio for crack versus powder cocaine will be 18-to-1. The bill next heads to the White House for the president's signature. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Orders for U.S. durable goods were weaker in June, falling 1% from the month before, and that helped drag down markets on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 39 points at 10,497. The Nasdaq was off 23, closing at 2,264. This is NPR. In Afghanistan, a roadside bomb exploded as a crowded bus rolled over it on a major highway toward Kabul. At least 25 people were killed in the blast. Meanwhile, NATO says 3 service members were killed in Afghanistan today, including 1 American. Crews in Michigan are working to contain 20,000 barrels of oil that spilled into one of the state's biggest rivers this week. As Michigan Radio's Rebecca Williams reports, the oil is coming from a leaking pipeline and cleanup efforts are intensifying.
The Canadian company Enbridge Energy Partners owns the pipeline, which runs from Indiana to Ontario. The oil has leaked into Talmadge Creek near Marshall, Michigan, and is flowing into the Kalamazoo River. The cause of the spill is still under investigation. Ralph Dahlhoff is with the Environmental Protection Agency. He says EPA scientists are taking air and water samples.
The longer the oil is out there, the more continuing volatilization occurs, and the more we become concerned about prolonged potential exposures.
Health officials say the area is highly toxic and are advising people to stay away. All portions of the Kalamazoo River affected by the spill are closed to fishing, boating, and swimming. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Williams in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Senate Democrats have unveiled legislation that lifts all limits on liability for companies responsible for oil spills. It would also regulate fracking, a controversial method of extracting natural gas. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the bill falls far short of major energy and climate change legislation that some Democrats had hoped for, but some moderate Democrats opposed. Republicans say they oppose removing liability limits. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.